Talking about the Golden State Warriors, they're off to a 4-1 start, and the way they're doing it is certainly a little bit different, at least as the NBA is concerned. They've been playing a lot of guys. They've been getting a lot of contributions. When one guy's not playing well one night, somebody picks him up. They're playing defense with effort.
Yep.
And that's all you can do. That's all you can do. They haven't been outplayed in terms of let's say competitiveness this year. They've been the most competitive team on the floor, at least in four of the five games, but certainly the last two, I thought. And now you start thinking about, boy, they were down 20 early in the second quarter, man, on Tuesday.
Yes.
And since they were down 20, man, they just dominated the Pelicans. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's just talk Warriors for a little while and what they've done this year so far and whether or not you think they can keep it up.
But you got to answer your question you threw out to the listeners, Donnie.
Yeah, it's pretty easy for me. I like slow-mo. I can relate. Yeah, I'm getting up there.
I thought you were going to say pods.
He's rising. He's rising in my favorite player list. I mean,
he's mine.
He's
slow-mo or pods?
I was thinking about pods.
Oh, okay, yeah. Talk to him, because that's who gets my vote.
Yeah, I mean,
I saw him in Santa Clara and never thought he could come to the league, not hating, and do what he's doing. 38 minutes, 15 field goal attempts. Stoney, guess how many rebounds last night?
I don't know, 10.
Again, 8.
Okay.
And it's just like, dude, I don't, like, IQ on 1 million.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but
I mean, talk to me.
Yeah.
He's undersized.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not smart. He takes a lot of chances.
And we didn't even talk about his that option being picked up from the Warriors. That's how much they love him.
Who?
Pods.
What
I think it was yesterday for next year. You didn't read that?
No.
Yeah. That came out yesterday. I said, boy, he's rolling right now.
I must have missed that.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're asking Warrior fans how much they believe in this team right now. And it's a given. They've only played five games. But I think there were a lot of people after the offseason was complete and they didn't get George and they didn't get Markkanen. You look at this team and it doesn't wow you on paper. But they've figured out a way, at least early this season, to put it together. And now, I'll acknowledge it. Now we'll really see. Because this is going to be five pretty tough games on the road.
Man.
Andre in San Jose. What's going on, Andre? How you doing, man?
I am good. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Look at Guru is the treat on a Halloween Thursday. Man, I love it. But
What's that mean? You talking about my shirt or just
I'm sorry, man. I had to get in.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah.
Hey, but something crossed my mind yesterday, if you bear with me for a second, with all the talk around Kuminga. And Dunleavy's getting a lot of praise, and rightfully so. And in conjunction with Kerr playing all these 12 guys, this is what I'm thinking. This is my theory. We struck out this summer on a big fish. And unfortunately, I think Kuminga's all-star years was going to come on a different roster. And I think that Kerr is playing all 12 guys to increase their trade value so that we can still go after that big fish. And I don't know if you guys seen it or not, but I woke up this morning to some rumblings in Milwaukee.
We did.
That Giannis is gone. I'm telling all my buddies, all-star break, Giannis is going to be in Golden State. And I'm thinking that all 12 guys, I don't know which ones, but they all got value now, the way that they're playing, knocking down shots, guys we never even heard of, contributing. And I think there's a method to the madness. And if Dunleavy and Kerr pull this off, and this is reminiscent of 2022, if he pulls this off, he's in Bob Myers' category already with just that one chip. Because if he spins this roster and capitalizes on Curry's last couple years, none of us seen this coming. We thought we were done. So if he gets us back in contention and makes a big fish move, kudos to Dunleavy and Bob passed the torch to the right guy.
Appreciate Yeah, go ahead.
Was my favorite so far.
Who?
Buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, Bud, yeah, I forgot. Oh, yeah, Buddy.
Buddy's
I gave it to Pods, Donnie.
We'll see.
Evan, who's yours? Anspadoni.
I know who Evans is.
All right, let's see if you'll be honest. And if
it's Lindy Waters the third.
With the strap.
Hey, when they got Lindy Waters the third, I'll be honest with you. I was like, who's he? And Evan was like, yeah, he's good. He can shoot. And I was like, okay, whatever. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think he'd be starting in game five of the season, but
how about you, Spadoni?
He doesn't.
Well, he's
Lakers. His favorite's Dalton Connect.
Yeah, whoever played for the Lakers.
JJ. Lakers lost to it.
Bronny James.
And he's
Bronny with a mid-range.
Did you see they did tribute before the game for Bronny?
Good.
And
okay.
I want a scholarship like Bronny in life. Well, I try to give
you
my kids one.
You won a contest. I mean,
dude. You cut that and send it to KPIX. Oh, my God. I would think I earned that, though, Stoddy. Jesus.
You absolutely. And we're gonna we're gonna get a lot of this, and I'm willing to take it. Slow your roll, fans. They haven't played anybody yet. Here's what I would say to that. Well, first of all, you're right. It's true that the schedule's been friendly so far. But
really,
remember when I told you about dynasties, and I said
there's a price to them.
I said think about it. The 49ers, after they won all those Super Bowls in the 80s and 90s, then they went on a dry spell. The Giants, 3-5, one playoff appearance since. We even went back to the Oakland A's when they won three titles in the early 70s. Then they had some hard times. It's hard to not fall off the face of the earth after a dynasty.
Look at the Spurs.
And so now you look at the Warriors, and I'm thinking, okay, so, you know, they won three titles, then they had a hiccup or two, then they won the 2022 surprise title. The following year, they made it to the second round. Then last year, they didn't make the playoffs, but they won 46 games. If the Golden State Warriors can duplicate last year and add a couple more wins and go to the playoffs, and then you start looking at this team and say, well, now they're a younger team and you think they're getting better, well, then there might not be a dry spell on this team in terms of going multiple. And I know they haven't made the playoffs in, out of four, whatever it is.
Yeah, but that stunk last year. Never again.
But, I mean, even 46 wins coming off a title, 44, 46, and if they can, you know, stay at 46, maybe win more than 46, maybe you start looking at this team even after Steph is getting up there and you're thinking maybe we're not going to fall off.
Okay.
Maybe you're not going to win titles, but you're not. The goal now is to not have a playoff dry spell. And that's, to me, what this year is. It's about getting back to the postseason so that you can say, well, we won a title in 22, and two out of the next 3 years, we made the playoffs, and we won 46, 44, and 50.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the big, that's really hard to do, and they might be able to pull it off.
Yeah, I'm going to say this to the caller's points, Johnny, because I woke up to that same news, and I remember you and I and the rest of the gang here in another building, and we would prophesize or have people call and talk about the likelihood of possibly landing Giannis. My point is, before this season started and they got out to this 4-1 start, you and others, and rightfully so, were like, you know what? Hey, who knows what's upon us, but there's also that deadline. Maybe some things can happen. All I'm saying to you, Stoney, is I don't know what the future holds, but if this is real and there's something to Giannis wanting to get up out of Dodge, and I feel like there's something there, but could you imagine the Warriors trying to go all in for their two wrong guys, and then if something broke their way, ending up with Giannis, that would be incredible.
I don't know how much it matters, but Giannis is, what I'm hearing, or what's being reported by Giannis is, you know, Miami or New York.
Oh, so he's got his locale.
But the Brooklyn Nets, not the Knicks. So we'll see. I mean, he's obviously, if he gets traded somewhere, he can't really control it. But I don't know. I'm not.
Could you see him wanting out though?
I'm not. Yeah.
But they made the decision to go get Dame. For that was terrible, and I love that he's not a fit like Holiday was. You want a chip with? They gave up on him.
Well, doesn't look like a great move at this point.
All right, I think that's fair
to say. Hey, by the way, you know my buddy Harry,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was thinking about Harry.
So get this.
He's been quiet lately.
Well, you know, he asked me, hey, what do you think? I mean, okay, he's like, give me a number. Give me number wins. What do you think?
Give me.
And I think I said 44, 45.
Because Vegas had 43.5.
Something like that. I said, you know, 44, 45. And he said, this team's a 34-win team.
Yeah, Harry might want that back early.
And I was like, I think they could be better than that. Here's the email I got from my main man, Harry.
Oh, after five games. 4-1. Let's see what 4-1 will do.
He says, well,
what the hell with Harry?
He goes, well, okay. Now I'm intrigued. Maybe I'm wrong. It's possible. I was wrong once about 15 years ago. So it is possible it could happen again. I'm a Warrior fan and I want them to win. It certainly would be a surprise if they kept this going, especially without Curry and Wiggins. Harry.
I'll tell Harry this. Welcome to reacting to new information.
Exactly.
That's what Harry's doing. Man, this is going to be, it's already exciting, but man.
I mean, I'll be honest, one of the reasons that, you know, I'm excited is because I do feel like before the season started that I looked at this team and thought, there's something there. I can't put my finger on it. And so far, so good in terms of the players they brought in fitting in well.
See, I was worried about lack of star power, Stoney. Yeah. Nah, they got guys.
And I don't want to do this, but how much of a star was Clay last year? Chris Paul is Chris Paul.
But I was hoping Clay represented the past to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was, he was the Splash Brothers, Stoney. He was the other half, and every night you thought would be the night, but you know, he's in a good place, and so are the Warriors early. I can't wait for the 12th. I can't wait for this road trip.